My name is Dana Aronovich. I work for JSI, John Snow Incorporated, and I'm the performance manager for the USAID-funded Deliver project, which is a global project that focuses on improving the availability of critical medicines and medical supplies in the developing world through strengthening the supply chains that are set up to deliver those supplies. And so I'm presenting this afternoon on a tool that we've developed with other partners called the Contraceptive Security Index. There were copies of the wall chart available on the back table. I think all the English ones are gone. There's a few French and Spanish back there, but it's available on our website. And then the other thing that's back there is a paper on the trends in contraceptive security. This wall chart has been updated three times, 2003, 2006, and 2009, just last year. And so the paper actually was an opportunity to look at the trends over this period of time. So the learning objectives for this session, to describe how the CS index, CS standing for contraceptive security, but I'm going to refer to it as CS from now on, is compiled to help measure progress towards CS. Describe the changes in the trends that have occurred between the 2003 and 2009 index at the national, regional, and global levels. Demonstrate how data from the index can be used to identify priority areas for support and to inform program planning. And explain how data from the CS index can be used to advocate for improved resource allocation. So just to start with the definition of contraceptive security, for those of you who haven't heard of this concept before, it's a critical component for family planning programs. It exists, contraceptive security exists when every person is able to choose, obtain, and use quality contraceptives and condoms whenever he or she needs them. This reproductive health commodity security framework comes from SPARKS, which is the Strategic Pathway for Reproductive Health Commodity Security, and it was used as the frame. Wow. That's the micro. It sounded to me like it came from the microphone, actually. Fireworks, yeah. Woo! Fireworks.
Celebrating San Francisco Giants.
Oh, no. Celebrating the CS Index. So this was the framework that we used in developing the CS Index. It defines the program and the program environment components that are required to achieve commodity security, whether it's for contraceptives or for any other health commodity. You can see in the framework that ensuring supplies and services are available to clients requires a multi-sectoral approach. The public and private sectors have to work together to ensure a supportive policy environment, to ensure appropriate forecasting and procurement of commodities, to ensure efficient supply chains, well-trained providers, effective service delivery systems, a supportive social environment, and adequate financing. And to plan effective interventions to reach these goals, policymakers and program managers and donor agencies need to know if and how their programs are progressing towards commodity security. So the CS Index was developed in partnership with USAID and some other of USAID's implementing partners to develop a tool to measure and monitor CS over time. As I said, the SPARKS framework that I described on the previous slide was used as the conceptual guide. The CS Index is a tool to raise awareness and to support advocacy efforts and to focus priorities around CS. It promotes a multi-sectoral approach to CS at all different levels, and the indicators cover a range of inputs and outputs and programmatic and macro level areas. Over 60 countries from five regions are included in the CS Index. You can see that if you got a copy of the wall chart. They're all listed here. The wall chart presents a set of indicators that can be used to measure individual countries' levels of contraceptive security and then to monitor global progress over time. The indicators are aggregated to establish a composite index, and as I mentioned, the 2009 results are now available. And that's what we'll be looking at today. So the methodology, again, for calculating the CS index, to minimize data collection costs and to maximize the reliability of the data over time and the replicability of the calculation, we used only secondary data from regularly updated, reliable sources. It's been updated approximately every 3 years. There were 17 indicators chosen, and those are arrayed across five components, which include supply chain or logistics, financing, health and social environment, access, and utilization. So again, you can see how that correlates to the framework that I showed you. The indicator values were converted to a 10-point scale and weighted to give each component equal weight within the overall index, And then each country has an aggregate score for each component and an overall index score, which is the sum of the weighted components. So these are the three wall charts that I mentioned that are available on our website. On the website, they're available in booklet form just because it's easier to print out that way. But if you'd actually like the wall chart, you can certainly request one through our website. So starting to look at the trends now, at the global level, this shows at the global level from 2003 to 2009 that total weighted scores have increased over time. The range of possible scores within the weighted CS index is 0 to 100, but actual scores in 2003 ranged from 28 to 68, which you can see up there in that first bar, and then from 37 to 74 by 2009. So using a pair of t-tests, the 2009 overall average scores do represent a statistically significant increase from 2003, indicating overall improvement over this period. Now digging into the data a little bit, this graph shows the total index scores by region and overall, and what we did was included only 50 countries that were included in the three different indices. So even though each one had about 60 to 65 countries, there were only 50 that overlapped in all three. So those are the countries that are included here. You can see Eastern Europe and Central Asia, there were only three countries that were included in all three. So for this analysis, when I talk about statistical significance, I'm not talking about Eastern Europe and Asia. So total scores averaged by region did increase in all regions except for Eastern Europe from 2003 to 2009, and the observed increases in the total index score are significant only in Latin America and the Caribbean and in sub-Saharan Africa. This table just gives you a little bit more detail about the regional results. The largest increases were observed among sub-Saharan African countries, particularly from 2003 to 2006, down here. And with a cumulative increase of 14% across the entire period. So this supports some results that I'll talk about in a few minutes, that the lowest performing countries seem to have made the most significant progress in CS over time, and that the lowest performing group is largely largely comprised of countries from sub-Saharan Africa. Now looking at the CS index total scores by component, again, only for those 50 countries included in all three, the increases were statistically significant only in finance, health and social environment, and access. Component scores for an individual country can also be compared within a year. Each component is worth 20 points, so it allows users to identify components that need additional support or additional assessment to get more in-depth information. And in many cases, the component scores by region also showed improvement. And so that's what we're going to look at next. This is by each individual component and then by region. So this graph, just to run through these quickly by component, Sub-Saharan Africa and Latin America and the Caribbean are the only statistically significant increases in supply chain. Again, excluding Eastern Europe, which decreased in any case. For finance, it's again Sub-Saharan Africa and Asia and the Pacific are the only statistically significant increases. For health and social environment, Sub-Saharan Africa, Asia and the Pacific, and Latin America and Caribbean are the statistically significant increases that we saw for this component. For access, Sub-Saharan Africa showed the only statistically significant increase in access. And for utilization, it's Latin America and the Caribbean was the only one that was statistically significant. This next graph, which you'll find on the wall chart, I don't expect you to be able to read all of that, but it's really just to show you sort of the scale of countries. Again, the CS index total scores scale is from 0 to 100, but you can see here that in 2009, actual scores ranged from 37 to 74. And it's important to note that the countries can score similarly overall, but have strengths and weaknesses in different components, which is why it's important to really look at the indicators and the components, and to also look at the context of the country in general, because not all elements may be captured in this index because of data limitations. And then it's just important to note also that movement in rank from one CS index to the next by a place or two places or three places at the country level may not represent a significant difference or changes in the level of contraceptive security. It's not that specific. Sorry, that distracted me. The next graph is looking at the scores by clusters. The countries were divided into equal clusters, grouped according to their 2003 scores, again, including only the 50 countries in all three. And then those cohorts are maintained for the 2006 and 2009 scores to be able to track progress among those clusters over time. So you can see that the top cluster stays relatively flat over the period, whereas the bottom cluster really shows some significant improvement, 17% increase on average from an average score of 41 to 48 in 2009. So this again just shows that the lowest performing countries made the most improvements in CS, and that there may be a ceiling among those highest, the top performing countries, at around 2/3 of the total possible score. And the lowest ranking countries clearly have had the most room for improvement, that even small programmatic and financial inputs could have a great impact on overall CS. Again, looking at the clusters, the three equal clusters from the 50 countries, you can see here that this is 2003 and 2009. So Asia and the Pacific, most of the countries are in the top and the middle. And in Eastern Europe, it was only three countries, but one of the countries moved from the middle down to the bottom cluster. Latin America, you can see that more countries moved into the highest cluster by 2009. And then the other interesting thing here is in sub-Saharan Africa, where you had most of the countries in the bottom cluster, you had some countries that, more countries that moved up into the middle cluster. Again, looking at the clusters, but this time divided by cluster, you can see in 2003, the bottom cluster was entirely made up of sub-Saharan African countries. And by 2009, more of the countries from sub-Saharan Africa had moved up into the middle cluster. So again, just showing that those lowest performing countries really made the most progress over time, and most of those were from sub-Saharan Africa. So just to summarize the trends, the average total scores, there was a statistically significant increase from 2003 to 2009. Global averages for all components in all but one region increased from 2003 to 2009. Asia and the Pacific and Latin America had the highest scores, and supply chain was either the highest or the second highest average scores in all three of the indices. And so this reflects that the processes and systems were put in place to manage contraceptive supplies. Looking at the cluster analysis, again, the lowest performing countries in 2003 made the most progress in total average scores by 2009, and the biggest increases were observed in sub-Saharan Africa. So using the CS Index results, National and international stakeholders can use the results to emphasize the importance of CS for better family planning program outcomes and to monitor progress towards reaching this goal. The CS Index can be a powerful tool for raising awareness about CS and the interrelationships between the different program components. And an example of where we've used this as an advocacy tool is with national commodity security or contraceptive security committees that exist in a lot of countries. You can use this data to really show them the impact of different interventions and the strengths and weaknesses in the different components. And then finally, the results can be used to set priorities and advocate for more rational resource allocation by country governments and by global donors. So there's three publications. As I mentioned, two of them were on the back table, the wall charts, and then this analysis paper on the trends. And then there's also a technical manual, which is available on our website, deliver.jsi.com.
Great.
Thank you.